Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B. Carole Blackmon back now with the one and only Cheryl Underwood.
Go ahead and tell them your real name is Carolyn. It's Carolyn.
But you weren't supposed to tell folks that. But
okay,
you
we didn't mean to mess up your credit. We didn't mean to do that. So what you want to talk about?
Okay, so let's go back, and then we're going to something else, and then we're going to talk about the show. This Sunday, it's a Mother's Day show.
Yes.
Mo' Funny for Your Money.
Yes, I will be cursing. Church people, I will be cursing on this show. Don't say, well, why are you so different on TV?
Well, tell them, let's talk about TV. Mm-hmm. Let's talk. TV is different.
Emmy nominated. You got to say Emmy nominated.
Excuse me. Take
talk
two.
Show.
Emmy nominated.
I can't believe we got. Well, I can believe it because God is good all the time. When you
all
put
right.
God first,
right,
he will give you everything else you want
right,
and need and desire.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
People don't believe that I love
amen.
The Lord
amen.
Just because there are certain things I still do, you know, that are not biblical.
Well.
I think I got about seven. I think they got me on seven of the Ten Commandments. I think they got me on seven. I ain't never did the graven image, even though they say that's a picture.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, but I ain't never did. I ain't worship no graven image. What is the...
Yeah. Somebody said, though, yeah, you do things... Some things you shouldn't do, and you
right.
Do
I ain't never committed murder, so that's why I got seven.
Well. Uh-huh.
That's why I only did seven of them. I ain't never. I stole, you know, when I was young. You know, I stole because you know my birth mother didn't want to give me allowance, so I stole candy, potato chips.
No,
okay. Not at all. Yeah, right. I did steal from. No, I stole some money. I ain't never told this story. See that you bringing it out just like Oprah. You need to go on and maybe that'll help it.
Take that.
You bringing it out of my dear still from my grandmother.
Oh, so look, Cheryl, is it difficult to really be you on this show? TV is different.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say certain things and you probably can't use certain words. But then at the same time, behind the scenes conversation we've had, you've had to kind of correct some folks too.
Well, you know, they let me be me. You know, they knew what they hired. You know, let me just, and I rarely tell the story, but I will tell it to you because you're bringing it out of me like the late Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes. You're bringing it out. Well, I didn't even know it was real. When we got a phone call, I don't have an agent. I don't have a manager. You know, Jesus is my agent. Jesus is my manager. You know, I owe the Lord a lot of money. I have a business partner. So we got a call that CBS was looking for me.
Okay.
We took the call. We thought it was a joke. Then I would say within four days, we had a deal and an offer. And then we went in. We met with all of the network people. And then we met with Julie Chen and Sarah Gilbert. And they were the producers and the lead table person. So we had to see if there was chemistry and everybody get along. And
and
what I told them was the truth. I said, look, don't do it because you might like me, which you should like me because I'm a wonderful person.
Absolutely.
But do it for what keeps these people's jobs, because this is about mortgages. This is about college money. Do what's right for the show to keep these people's jobs, and especially in this economy. And so I said, if I don't get the job, I appreciate the opportunity to be interviewed, but I think you need to do what's right for the show.
Yeah.
Then we got a call, and at that time, we were going to Fort Bragg because I support the troops, and I support the first black commander-in-chief, President Barack Hussein
All
Obama.
Right.
I'm going to say his
All
old
right.
name,
because
that's
right.
what is on the birth certificate,
right. okay,
and
yeah.
I don't give a doggone where the birth certificate is. Whatever your mama is what you are.
That's
so
right.
that's why I'm saying all of it together.
All
so
right.
we were going to Fort Bragg. And we were doing a once-a-week shows for the troops and for the people out in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So we do it on a Wednesday. They asked me, could I stay and meet with Sharon Osbourne? I'd never met Sharon Osbourne. I knew about her managing Ozzy. I knew about their reality show. I knew Ozzy Osbourne from, you know, Black Sabbath.
Right,
if you know music, like you know music, then you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we knew him from commercials. So it would be an honor to meet him. They wanted me to go to the Beverly Hilton, not the Beverly Hilton, because that's what Whitney Houston, God rest her soul, poor thing. We'll talk about
Beverly
that in a few
Hills
minutes.
Hotel.
Yeah, the Beverly Hilton Hotel. Thank you, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kyle Irby, my feature act road manager. Very sexy young man. Nothing is happening here because I can't pay you and pay you
I
at
quit.
The same time. I don't do none of that. I don't do that. I don't mess around. I don't sleep where I eat. You know what I'm talking about.
I know
you
that's
know what I'm talking
right.
about. There's women
know,
in business.
Right.
So we met. So I met with Sharon at the Beverly Hills Hotel, swanky.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that moves and shakes go to this place to be seen.
Right.
So we're in the public breakfast. So everybody in Hollywood, everybody in the industry is in there. So I get there. You know, I have my nice St. John suit on. You know, Dale McDonald,
right.
my
That's
great
right.
hair and makeup guy,
That's
has
right.
beat the face because, you know, we're taught as people
represent.
Of color,
yeah.
you
yeah.
got to look like the job you want to have and beyond
That's
that.
Right.
So I came in correct, you know. So Sharon, Julie gets there. She's doing Big Brother. So she says, well, Sharon is on her way. Then when Sharon gets there, Judy does some polite introduction and discussion, say, I need to go and do Big Brother. She leaves us. So I've never met this woman before, but I know how I'm raised. You know, I'm representing our people in public. On the other table is Lionel Richie Baby. What's Lionel Richie Baby name?
Nicole.
Nicole and her husband, the boy from Good Charlotte, the Madden boy, and they two beautiful babies over there. They got all the kids and everybody's there. So we sit across the table. They know Sharon, but they sort of know me, but they really don't know me. So we're sitting there. All of a sudden, Sharon starts getting all clammy and sweaty. Now, brothers and sisters, we've seen this. That's right. She's eating dry toast. She's drinking smoothies. I done ordered huevos rancheros. That's Latin for eggs and some good salsa and stuff with hash brown. But, you know, I'm from the country, so I like my egg yolk runny. Now, her face is turning green. She getting sweaty and everything. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I'm about to eat this free meal.
Isn't it a change of life? Isn't it a change of life?
I don't know if it's a change of life, but guess what happens after that?
She did not pass out.
She throws up. Now, you know what I'm thinking.
And this swanky, stop it.
Not the swanky. No, she threw up on my St. John.
I know, but I'm saying.
Am I being punked? What is happening here?
But I'm saying, the way you set it up in this swanky hotel, we in Beverly
Hills. With my nice suit on.
With your nice suit.
That I got them now put in the dry cleaners because they think I'm drinking in the middle of the day. I'm looking at Sharon. I'm like, well, is she drinking and driving? How did she get here? You know, I'm thinking, wow, she is on that ooh-wee. You know, this early in the morning. How? You know, so, and then I think, I don't know her. Thank the Lord that you got some humanity in you. So I'm helping her clean it up. She goes, you know how they talk in that British accent. You must think I'm daft. And I was like, no, that is God's message that this meeting is over. We have talked enough. So I'm wiping stuff off of her. I'm giving her ice in a napkin to put on a head
cold. So what's everybody else doing in the restaurant?
Well, I'm trying to get her out of there so they don't look at me because you know they're going to blame it on me. You know they blame everything on black people. So I'm getting blamed for obviously I gave her food poisoning.
Whether you're wearing St. John or not.
I'm not. Thank you. Give it to me. Give it to me, baby. So I'm trying. I said, look, we're going to get up out of here like ain't nothing happened. Can you walk? Because I'm thinking she been, you know, you know, early in the morning.
Maybe like this. Like
guzzling. Okay. You know, maybe a mimosa, a Bloody Mary or something. I'm thinking, what did you do before you got here, you know? So I'm trying. I said, I'm going to get you out of here. I said, is your car in valet? So I'm planning
right,
this.
Right, you doing it.
I said, I'm going to hold you up. We going to walk like ain't nothing happened out of here. It was like Laverne and Shirley. It was like Lucy and Ethel. It was the wildest thing. And then I got a call. When I got in the car, you have a job. And I don't know what happened after that. I don't know what she said. I don't know what she did.
What was your conversation, you and her conversation, the next conversation like?
We went
after
to
that?
A barbecue at Julie Chen and Les Moonves' house. Went to a barbecue. Now, this is in the good neighborhood, right? So I drive up. They have valet parking outside. And I go, I think I'm lost. I'm here for the... And the dude stops me mid-sentence ago. Miss Underwood, give us your keys. Now, this is swanky. You know, we ain't never been in no kind of party like this.
Right.
Never.
So they just giving you... Well, of course, you're supposed to get the red carpet treatment.
Right, but I didn't know I was going to get it. So I'm looking around, thinking, what's happening? Get out the car. It's black security. Whenever you see black security, come on now, black people. We all know. We dap up black security in case the jump off happened. I'm like, brothers and sisters, did y'all get y'all money? Who parking the cars? So then we get to the barbecue. Beautiful house. Wonderful. Meeting the kids. Everything. I'm like, this is nice. This is when you have big time money, right? So we plan a game where somebody got to tell a truthful story. And what I don't know is Sharon is telling the story. I would have never told the story because I never would have embarrassed her like that. I would have thought it would have embarrassed her. She's telling the story. They howling with laughter. And then they come to me to verify the story. And I said, I cannot answer that. You have to ask Sharon. Because I just made up in my mind I would never. There's some things you don't tell. Now, after this break, there's a lot of things I'm going to tell, but I didn't promise them I wouldn't tell them. They started. But hers.
That, even for her to say, you know what, I'm just going to tell it. And I guess maybe she was kind of giving you a green light.
She was.
Cool.
And that's why I'm saying to answer your question. On the talk, we genuinely like each other. We genuinely respect each other. But are there things that I have to correct them? Yes, he is President Obama. Yes, when we're talking about someone older than us, sometimes I have to catch myself because it sounds subservient. different, and they don't understand how I was raised. When Florence Henderson came on the show, I almost called her Miss Florence because she's older than I am. Debbie Reynolds, you know, all of these
right.
women. But
it.
Who? How would you ever think? When Regis Philbin came on, I wanted to call him Mr. Regis because I was raised, mm-hmm. and if you're older mm-hmm. than me, you put Ms. or Mr.
Put a handle on it as old folks say.
Absolutely, that's
yeah.
right. But
yeah.
but it makes you sound like, I love you, Mr.
Regis.
Mr. Yeah. Regis.
Yeah. Can I do something
more
than
you,
Mr. Regis?
You ain't got no show. They show did you bad.
I was just busting the ship, bro.
That's right. Go ahead, Brock Peters, To Kill a Mockingbird. Movie.
Right.
So what else we want to talk about? But it's a great show. It's great to be Emmy nominated. On your first year out,
yeah.
it's the second year of the show. What I must tell you is we had Tank on the show for my birthday, and it was an honor for them to put something that we've probably never seen on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Urban and Country works well on the talk. I think we handle things well. They allowed me to talk about being raped and molested when he had the Sandusky issue. They allowed me to, and I felt the security to open up
mm-hmm.
When Whitney Houston passed, and to talk about Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, everybody that we're watching self-destruct. And when God says it is done, you have to go with what God says. And it shook me enough because I could sip and tip with the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn how to control
yeah.
that, because then you blow this whole blessing that God is giving you to be in the media. And you know,
oh,
as
yeah.
well as I know, it is not just an honor to be in your mind through radio and television and movies, but it is a blessing that God has given you that you must never take for granted.
And with that comes a certain amount of responsibility.
Absolutely, so, absolutely.
And we can't take that lightly.
Absolutely. I mean, did I want to tell Michael Jackson jokes when LaToya was there? No. But when she dropped that Jermaine and Whitney Houston had an affair and that he was not going to leave, at that time I thought it was Hazel Gordy.
Wow, yeah,
that's
was.
What I and but
was,
I
like,
couldn't believe LaToya was going to confirm what was in Jermaine's book. But then the backstory allegedly, now you correct me if I'm wrong, the guy that's in the You Give Good Love, is it no, Saving All My Love for You
yeah,
video,
all.
He was a Jermaine Jackson lookalike. Go back and look at that video. The guy had the flat top. If you look at
yeah.
Tell Me I'm Not Dreaming album cover, I think it was, where he had the flat top with the army jacket
one.
On.
Yeah.
That guy looks similar to what Jermaine looked like at that time, which is ghetto confirmation that they
ghetto
used together.
Confirmation.
Right, that's enough for
and
us
right
there.
That's a segment
need.
Right there. That's
need.
A segment. Ghetto
yeah,
confirmation.
Ghetto confirmation.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You need to be doing that. That's a good one.
Okay, that's a good one.
So
you know Halle Berry's black when she cussing outside her baby
right.
school.
Ghetto
confirmation.
Ghetto confirmation.
That's right. When the white girl had to stop Halle Berry from cussing. You know you're black. You want to
fight.
That's right.
Ghetto confirmation.
Ghetto confirmation.
Okay, so look, we got Lavelle Crawford waiting for his turn in here. So we're gonna go. But girl, when are you gonna come back? I hear you doing a takeover.
I'm doing a takeover tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm doing a takeover tomorrow. I got to take over the airwaves.
Yeah.
But I must say to all the magic listeners, y'all got to understand, it's a temporary takeover. This ain't no government takeover. This is a temporary takeover. But before I go, I got to say it with you. It is an honor to be with a sister that's in the media. We got a lot of sisters in the media that need to get their dap, they love, and everything. But the other thing we got to tell the people, please get your absentee ballot, register to vote, vote early.
That's
Don't
right.
wait until
That's right.
the day. Let's put the big joker, the domino down to reelect President Barack Obama by doing it early. Make sure if you can vote, if you have been given your rights back in this state,
okay,
after
now.
You've done something you shouldn't have did in the first place, make sure you're a reservoir. We need to push him over the top completely.
And the other thing is, too, we have to, and I'll find this out, when the deadline is for you to even do it absentee. Those
Absolutely.
There are deadlines that
That's
go with
right.
that.
So. That's right. And when, you know what we need to do? This will be good for this station, NAACP, all black Greek letter organizations. We need to have voter registration parties so we can teach people how to fill out the forms, because you may have filled out the form, but if you did something wrong, then they disqualify
That's
you.
That's right.
And that's how they get you.
That's right. Mm. Just like that.
He will be reelected. Get ready.
All right. Let the church say amen on
amen
that.
Amen on that one.
That's right. Okay. Look, don't miss Miss Cheryl Underwood, my girl. Cheryl Underwood. Woo!
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, Lavelle Crawford, Arnaz J. That's my boy, too. And MC Lightfoot will be emceeing the show this Saturday.
No, he won't. Not according to my contract. I'm the MC.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Uh-oh, somebody better find me some more money.
I think
I need to call in Sapperstein.
Houston, we have a problem.
Whitney Houston, we have a problem. I need to call in Sapperstein.
Don't call Sapperstein.
I need to call a man. MC Lightfoot is his name of his act. I think that's what he is.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm MCing. He just going to come on behind me.
Uh-oh.
Or somebody better find my check.
Okay. Uh-oh. Well, you heard it. Well, look, Civic Center, 8:00 tomorrow.
Trick better have my money.
Don't miss her, y'all. Don't miss her. And happy Mother's Day.